For more than 20 years ago, that was Alison Krauss and Union Station from a CD called Two Highways, and the song Love You in Vain, with was actually a composition of John Pinnell, who, along with Alison Krauss, are both folks from, either originally from, in Alison's case, or who have spent an awful lot of time here. I don't know where John Pinnell originally from. Here being Champaign-Urbana, and that is where our radio station and this program originate. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. Today's program is going to preview a concert that is happening tonight at the Clark Bar in Champaign. It's a presentation of the Champaign-Urbana Singer-Songwriter Collective, Nightjar Promotions, and the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival, featuring singer, songwriter, and pianist Elaine Romanelli. And she is billed as a nationally touring independent solo artist, to quote the press release here. And opening for her will be two folks who are local to Champaign-Urbana. Kenna Mae Rice, who is, says here, local upcoming songwriter. She was actually on this show not long ago, Kenna Mae Rice. And along with vocalist and multi-instrumentalist Chris Strand, who has played bass on this show for some other groups, including The Curses. Together they constitute a group, a duo they're calling The Flower Jacks. That's J-A-X. That show starts tonight at 7. So they're all with us here to give us a live preview, and we appreciate you coming in.
Thanks.
For having us.
So, Elaine, especially for, as I've read somewhere or another, you crisscross the country, doing what, 100 shows a year, something like that.
Yeah,
and that's been going on how long?
It's been going on a while. About 2006 started. So, years when I record an album, I'm a little more homebound to write and record and produce. But otherwise, I'm on the road.
And originally from where?
Around. I was born outside of Philadelphia, and then I grew up actually in the Midwest, in Manhattan, Kansas, the Little Apple, home of Kansas State University.
Is Kansas Midwest? I just think that they're west of here somewhere.
Well, so. Depends on your perspective, I suppose. We considered it Midwest at the time. And then from there to California, and now I'm in the other Manhattan, in New York City.
Oh, the right.
The other Manhattan. The
other
big one.
Manhattan besides Kansas.
Besides Kansas, yeah.
Which is the one I had never heard of before, but there must be an awful lot of places in there. So you haul your keyboard around with you.
I do.
I know you brought it here, but as it turns out, I should have told you you didn't need to bring it because we have our own. You've been a pianist before you were doing songs?
No, I did this backwards from almost everyone I've ever met who performs and writes songs. I started out as a vocalist and composer, not really songwriter. And
composer of what sort?
Composer, I started writing music when I was knee-high to a grasshopper, and it was songs at first, but it quickly got into, you know, like atonal music choral arrangements and sort of more, I guess, classically focused music. And I was singing classical music at the time. And then over time, I really became more and more and more drawn to folk and to songs. I've always loved songs, classical or any genre, but songs that have a story at the heart of them. And finally put two and two together that I could write songs and then sing them. And I had a touring partner for quite some time. And then just a year and a half ago, decided I could also play them. So playing and singing and writing all together, that's only been since 2011. That's pretty new.
So a few clarifications here. When you say knee-high to a grasshopper, I was actually thinking, do you realize how small that would really be?
That might be extra wee. That might be overstating it the tiniest bit.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to be in utero, probably.
Well, I started this after-school music program when I was 4, and I started writing little things, you know, around, I don't know, probably 6 or 7.
Really? Seriously?
Yeah.
And then college, you did in classical music?
Yes, I did, singing. And then
did you finish doing that?
Did I finish college, or did I say, I'm done with you singing?
No. All the above.
I did manage to graduate, yes.
I mean, that wasn't meant to be a, you know, did you make it through, huh? Or did you quit? No, just really, did you finish a degree in classical voice?
I graduated with a degree in vocal performance. And I was always much more interested in song. I think a lot of folks don't know that there's a whole bunch of classical songs that have nothing to do with operas. They're not opera at all. And I was always, always, always interested in the songs. Schumann and Schubert and Aaron Copland in America and Samuel Barber and many other songwriters. And not so interested in opera because, oh, am I allowed to say that? God, the opera people are going to start a flame war somewhere on their opera boards.
Let them do it.
Okay.
make the chatter
people.
About this show all the
That's
more interesting, right?
The opera librettos can be not quite up to the standard of the music. So there's a lot of no, 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 yes, 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 and a lot of lamenting, especially by the female heroines, about some poor schmuck who's may or may not be worth all that lamentation. But songs with the story in the center, that's always been really intriguing to me. You get a little piece of someone's life, or maybe you get a big macro perspective on a whole bunch of lives, but the story is the thing. So over time, I migrated to songs that were simpler and more, I guess, focused on the story part.
Well, and just looking at the classical songs, which, you know, at least in German are often called Lieder.
Lieder, that's right.
So many of those composers, including not only the famous Germans, but also some of the, you know, Americans like Barber and Copland, used for their songs actual poetry by really good poets.
Absolutely, yeah.
You could an enormous list of Schubert and Schumann, and I think Copland at one point used Emily Dickinson, mm-hmm. and I don't know who else. So this seems to be raising the bar really high for your own efforts.
Oh, dear.
I mean, for anybody who's listening who hasn't heard you sing,
right.
as I have certainly not done live, they're now thinking, oh, are we going to hear a trained voice?
I don't know.
Well, they're going to hear a trained voice, but, you know,
I don't know what you're going
to
hear.
One of the questions is, you know, what does one decide to do with a trained voice when you get out of the quote unquote classical repertoire and into more songs in the, let's say, folk song sense?
Well, you know, I know so many musicians, and some of them are quote unquote trained, have studied it in school, and some read music, and some don't. And sometimes there can be camps about which one is better or worse. But to me, any road that gets you to the music faster or better or makes more sense to you is the road for you. And so training just can provide a shortcut. I read music, so if I'm sitting in with someone and they have it written down, it can be very fast. Training helps you when you're really tired and you've driven for 7 hours and you have a two-hour show and you didn't have time to eat. So training is a tool to use in the service of whatever you're doing. And whether you learned classically or learned everything by ear, whatever gets you there, in my opinion, is magnificent. And and then what comes out, I hope, and one of the glories of the story is that what comes out should be, again, in the service of the song, so that the song means what it means to whoever is listening to it and takes on a life of its own. So,
well, let's hear a first sample for all many right. of our listeners here of where this has all brought you.
Okay. I'm going to start with a song from my current album. The album is called Real Deal, and this song is called Merry-Go-Round. Stand on the pavement, stare down the dusty trail. Wonder how far you could walk till the light fails. Stand at the crossroads, stare down the empty streets. Wondering which way your head should direct your feet. Stand by the hope chest, open the secret drawer. Stand with your brass key, stare at the row of locked doors. Or stare on the merry-go-round. Stay buckled in so you can't leave the ground. Cling to that horse till they shut the thing down. And go around and around and around. Check with your family. Check with your horoscope. Tie on a flashlight. Tie on an extra rope. Take a few deep breaths. Think through the plans you made. Take off the training wheels. Try not to be afraid. Go for a test run. Go home and think some more. Go into hiding. Curl in a ball on the floor. Or stay on the merry-go-round. Stay back out and so you can't leave the ground. Cling to that horse till they shut the thing down. And go around and around and around. Spinning in circles, the motion intoxicates. Let yourself sink in your seat. Cause moving is better than standing there, isn't it? You're doing the thing down and go around and around and around. Stay on the merry-go-round. Shut your eyes tight so you can't look around. Cling to that horse even when it shuts down and go around and around and around. Go around and around and around. Go around.
Merry-Go-Round, the name of the song, written and sung by Elaine Romanelli, who will be performing tonight at the Clark Bar in Champaign. Show starts at 7 o'clock. Actually, it will start with some folks who we're going to be hearing also live in our studio very shortly, called The Flower Jacks. More about, I hope, about that name, and also about and from the two performers in a little bit. This is a presentation, kind of a joint presentation of the Champaign-Urbana Singer-Songwriter Collective, who have regular events, usually on Tuesdays at Clark Bar, and also the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. So since you were talking about, I sort of made you talk about, I suppose, classical songs, and we mentioned poets and so on. What do you take from those people, if anything, in creating your own songs? Words and or music.
You're right. He does ask questions that make you think. Mm-hmm. Gosh darn it. What do I take from those people?
Sorry.
Well, I love I love verbally dexterous work. People writing anything that is a little juicy with what it's saying that maybe has enough layers that you can come back to it again and feel something different or have it mean something different later on. Have words jump out at you. Maybe even have a word or phrase that you chew on a bit and say, oh, what does that mean? And that's something that our poets have done so beautifully. Anne Sexton and Sylvia Plath, and I don't know why I'm talking about depressing poets. Who else? Adrienne Rich, she's also depressing. Gosh darn it. Help me out with some
maybe
non-depressing American
poets.
Maybe
I started
American
off
poets.
By mentioning Emily Dickinson, yeah. Emily, who could be pretty depressing.
Mary Oliver, beautiful, inspiring, current American poet. And also she writes very in a more vernacular way. I think the thing that language that has a little mystery and does for us is give us a chance to reflect on our lives, maybe take us out of our everyday a little bit in a way that like Ooh Baby doesn't, even though Ooh Baby songs can be super fun to dance to and enjoy and give you that, you know, wee feeling.
And easy to remember the words.
Easy to remember the words. If it's, I wrote a song recently and the chorus is woo, that's the whole chorus. So those are fun. I'm not discounting those songs, but I like a little space to sit back and think or feel or just be and know that I'm not alone in how I am experiencing being. And I think that those poets do that for us, and these songs do that for us, as does the great tradition of American folk, a lot of the trad, Anonymous, Stephen Foster, all the stuff that's come to us. And then the new, quote unquote, new folk, I guess, is Dylan. And then the newest folk, up to and including the Flower Jacks. Mm-hmm. Part of that same tradition of giving us space to be and connecting us to one another.
Do you ever, have you ever, and if not, have you ever been tempted to use some of the contemporary American poets and set their words to your music?
I have been tempted. I haven't, because it can be difficult to get permission from the estate.
So it's a practical matter.
Author, yes. Yes. So I started writing my own music in desperation for that reason, in this go around.
Schubert didn't have to worry about that.
No, he didn't. But yeah, it can be hard. So a lot of contemporary classical composers do that. It's just an extra step in the process.
Some of them have big publishing companies behind them
to help them with that, perhaps at least a small pile of money, maybe not scads of money.
Are you saying that you're lacking that?
There are tens of dollars to be made in folk, as we all know, and I am making my one or two of them fight very well. So, no, I've got my extremely small pile of mostly coins.
And
good for Illinois.
You can toss some coins her direction at 7 o'clock tonight at Clark Bar in Champaign. You're listening to Elaine Romanelli live on Live and Local. We'll be hearing from the Flower Jacks shortly and from Elaine again, of course. So we have support for our broadcast today from the iHotel and Conference Center in Champaign, along with 48 double queens, 76 single kings, and two suites. The iHotel features custom-designed furnishings and commissioned artwork through 40 North, 88 West. More information is at stayattheeye.com. There are so many comments I want to make about that underwriting announcement, but I'm not supposed to do that. It was one of the more interesting ones I've been asked to read. The Flower Jacks will be opening for Elaine tonight. So they'll actually start at 7, right? Do I have the sequence?
7-ish.
The Flower Jacks are Kenna Mae Rice, who, last I knew you were like 18?
Yes.
Or something ridiculous like that, yeah.
Still that ridiculous.
Still that ridiculous. And you were on the show when, was that our Christmas show?
Yes.
We did, Champaign Urbana Singer-Songwriter Collective had commissioned, as it were, without any of those coins thrown at you, I suppose, a bunch of singer-songwriters local to this area who participate in the collective to write Christmas songs. And so Kenna Mae wrote two, I think.
Yes.
That you did for us. So that was my one and only chance to hear you. And then Chris Strand, I don't know, have we heard any of your songs with any of the bands you were on here before?
Probably Roam This Earth with the Curses or Hot Iron String Band back in the day.
But you were playing bass on both of those.
Yeah, and singing, but most of my songwriting has been focused in like honky-tonk country music with the band Old Number 7, who just kind of came out from under a rock last night after a year in hibernation, and kind of along that kind of Wayne the Train hillbilly swing vibe. But this project has kind of brought me back to what I was doing before I was playing in a bluegrass band or got into all this other stuff, and kind of bringing up some of the songs I had written quite a few years back that kind of fit this style. And so it's kind of interesting kind of getting back to where I came from and shying away from writing genre music as opposed to just writing for fun and, you know, having a good time with it.
Well, before we talk anything more about what your music is like and about, why don't we hear a sample and then we can talk about it. The Flower Jacks, live and Live and Local, are going to do what?
We're going to do a song that I wrote called Dream Of. I wrote it after an ex-boyfriend of mine came into my place of work and I was a little flustered.
He was ex at that point.
He was an ex at that point.
Important to know. All right.
All right. 1, 2, 3.
Song by Kenna Mae Rice, who is half of the duo you just heard, the Flower Jacks, Chris Strand being the other half. Kenna Mae on guitar, Chris on mandolin. And how did you come up with the Flower Jacks, J-A-X?
We were struggling to come up with a name, brainstorming, and we just, when we found something that we liked, we found that it was already taken or something like that. And so I was talking with my dad, and my dad is a local musician. He's a blues drummer in in a band right now called the Mudwinders. And he came up with that name. He's really good at coming up with names. So I was talking to him about it, and we brainstormed, and it was pretty much all my dad's own mastermind creation.
He didn't have any explanation for that, though? What are jacks?
Like jacks that you play with, you know, the game as kids.
Yeah.
You know, so that's kind of, We kind of like combining things that don't necessarily belong together. Like there's Gin Blossoms. That's a band. And we love that name. So we're kind of trying to combine things that don't necessarily go together, but words that sound good together. And
right. So things that have no answer to interviewers like me.
Yes, Kevin, that's precisely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just the kind of answer I like to have.
I know.
No explanation. There is no answer.
Well, in a way, it kind of explains music because we have like a playful interplay and it's, you know, we kind of try to pretty things up. So in that respect, I guess the name's fitting. But
so you brought your, Chris, you brought your, at least part of your background, the bluegrass background in via this mandolin,
yeah, I mean,
and you got a banjo with you as well.
I was originally playing mandolin in a bluegrass band for a long time, and then since I've moved to Champaign, bass has kind of been my thing lately. This project kind of gave me an opportunity again just to kind of get back to playing mandolin in a different setting. It's a lot more fun, you know. I'm not just chunking out, you know, rhythms at Mach speeds and, you know, playing melodies. I kind of like kind of weaving in between the finger picking and the vocal harmonies and just kind of laying back and playing kind of minimal. It's been a lot of fun.
Well, it sounds, I mean, you guys sound great together. I'm looking forward to hearing
a little bit more.
People can hear Kenna May and Chris tonight starting at 7 o'clock at Clark Bar in Champaign. They're opening up? It's usually opening for.
Opening up, I guess,
that
works.
I guess that works.
As well.
For Elaine Romanelli, who is also live with us here on Live and Local.
That's right.
And so you guys will play for what, 45 minutes?
An hour, probably.
An hour, all right. So that will build the anticipation for Elaine. Do you still consider yourself a Midwesterner? And if so, how does that show up in these songs?
You know that song, I Left My Heart in San Francisco? There are pieces of me
I've
scattered
heard of that, yeah.
All over this country.
And you've been in San Francisco.
I have, now
in New York.
That was one of the places. I think I was very lucky to be formed in many ways by the Midwest. I think a lot of the stereotypical good qualities of the Midwest I got from growing up in a college town. You know, there was a field on one side and a barn on the other, but then down the street there's a giant research center. So I grew up with a really intellectually broad group of professors' kids, and people from all over the world were there. My next-door neighbors were Pakistani and Indian, and, you know, and that's probably not as common if you go down the street to a small town, which isn't a university. So
you just painted a picture for me as somebody who is sweet, wholesome, smart, and very liberal.
That'd probably not be that. I don't know about the sweet. Depends on the day.
Well, your fiance is in
well.
The room. Should I ask him?
Oh no, he doesn't want to be on the mic.
I could. He could
you
whisper.
Can tell.
Sorry,
right.
I kind of interrupt. I mean, is that?
Yeah, I think
fair?
You know. There's that. You know, the salt of the earth stereotype. There's really something to that. That you say what you're going to do, and then you do it. If you give your word, then it's good for something. And I really appreciate that about this area, or at least my experience of the Midwest. And then I went out to California and I got more of the earth ethos, like recycling and eating locally and eating really good food, really, really good food, really good food, really good food. And then in New York, you get more of the quickness, you know, like just people are very nice, but they won't wrap it in anything. There isn't time. They'll help you. They'll just pick up the baby carriage and get it to the platform and then get on the subway and that's it. So I really had the benefit of all those experiences. But the Midwestern one I think is pretty foundational.
Why don't we hear another song and now we get to listen for all of these things. See
well,
if it
oh
shows
my gosh,
up.
Boy, the stakes are high. Well, whilst you were out of the room, the Flower Jacks and I whipped up a little something. I don't know if we want to save that as the grand finale or what, but we do want to do one tune together before.
Yeah, let's save it for a little while.
Okay, all right. So I'll do a new song, which is going to be on the album that I'm working on right now. This was the benefit of I got to be an artist in residence in Connecticut recently. And you know how sometimes a song will just like flow out as a gift? This was not one of those. But I was still very grateful to have the time and the space to work on it. And so this one is called Shine. And if anyone in the room does want to sing along, as I say to audiences as well, You are always most welcome.
Elaine Romanelli, live on Live and Local, a song called Shine. So was this advice you gave to, you sang to the folks in Connecticut? I mean, you said you were an artist in residence,
so I had a week to write songs and then to give a concert and conversation.
Was this at a school?
It was actually at an Irish-themed spiritual center called Anamkara. I know. Ancient spirituality, which is sort of pan everything, vaguely Christian, I suppose, with a little Buddhism thrown in there. And so I had a space to write. I live in New York City, so in the summer it can be really loud, like amplified music and honking and fire engines. And so I was so grateful to go someplace quiet and write songs. So I had 7 days, and I decided I was going to write 5 songs because I wanted to challenge myself to write some new kind of material. I wrote some songs for guitar. I wrote some like beach songs, and then this one came out, and then I had a day to put it together, and then I gave the concert. So I think it's probably advice to myself. If it's advice to anyone, I'm not really sure. It was not a gift song, but it was a song that surprised me. It does not necessarily look like some of the other songs. But like Dolly Parton said, you know, you welcome all your children. However they come out, you're happy that they're there.
I have to ask you about a couple of things that are mentioned in your biography. The biography I have is really quite short, actually. And so I haven't seen this show. but you know, reality TV mystifies me. What is this What Not to Wear? Tell me about the show and how did you land on it?
That is the show that changed my life, except not in the way I thought it would. So I was doing a program for the San Francisco Opera, which was interactive, going into schools, doing a one-person trunk show that I helped develop. And
trunk show?
A trunk show. You bring in a bunch of props, and then you lead the kids through a story, and you sing and you act, and you have them sing and act and play. And I met a wonderful woman who was part of the show, and she was sort of the fixer. She fixed costume things and made things go, and we became friends, and she just decided that I should be famous. sorry, Anna, maybe someday. And she got me on the show, and so I did this TV show, which is a fashion victim show. So I was the fashion victim, and they fly to New York. I was living in San Francisco, and they do throw away your clothes, and it is expensive to replace them. And then they air it, and I didn't have anything available at the time to give to anyone if I wanted to keep to sell something or have them come to a show. I wasn't doing this kind of music at the time. So I just wrote an EP, like totally in desperation. I wrote six songs. One of them had been written for me. It was soup to nuts. It was 6 weeks. And then the show came out and nothing happened, except that I realized I really liked doing this and that I think I wanted to try this. So I started over. I moved to New York, sold my stuff, and that's how I got to New York.
So when you say you sold your clothes and it was expensive to replace, did you have to replace them? I mean, don't they replace them?
They have a choice about how they replace them. They replaced a number of my clothes with shoes, with very, very high heels. They're very pretty to stand in.
I.e., not so comfortable.
Well, you know, you walk a lot in both New York and San Francisco, so. But they're very pretty to stand in and be photographed in. So I have done that with some of those shoes. I am no joke for if I ever do a crowdfunding campaign, keeping some of those clothes for the sole purpose of having them available to anyone who was a huge fan of the show so that they can contribute and then get the outfit. That's a good reason to keep
okay,
them, right?
Okay, so might that happen at tonight's show?
No, sir. Not tonight.
Okay. Well, we can't promise that. But
everything.
We can promise lots of good music tonight at 7 o'clock at Clark Bar in Champaign. Elaine Romanelli, the headliner, as it were, is with us here on Live and Local. And the opening act, the Flower Jacks, are also with us, and we'll hear from them in a moment. Our broadcast today on Live and Local is made possible with support from Sweeney Brothers Carpet and Rug Gallery of Bloomington, an authorized Karastan, Broadloom, and Rug dealer at 11 Westport Court on Bloomington's east side. Sweeney Brothers, where the beauty of a room starts with the floor. A lot of talk today. Why don't you just launch into a song?
Dirty Dreams.
Ooh, sounds good.
All right. One, two, three, four.
Well, it's 2 till 2, and I'm up thinking of you. 2 till 2, all the things I wanna do to you, yeah. You and me, I'm having dirty dreams, and I just can't sleep. Wouldn't it be heavenly if this were just a dirty little dream? Said if this were just a dirty little dream. Time I'm having dirty dreams for you and me. I'm having dirty dreams, and I just can't sleep. Wouldn't it be heavenly if this were just a dirty little dream? Said if this were just a dirty little dream. Dreaming,
to finish.
We did say, well, I guess I was asked at the outset if this was a PG-13 show. I guess that qualifies. You have to use your imagination to take it any farther than that. The Flower Jacks, Kenna Mae Rice and Chris Strand. Did you write that together, or is it one or
no,
the
I,
other?
No, I wrote, wrote that alone.
alone, having a dirty dream. Is that the idea? Yeah. Okay. Never mind.
Yep.
You don't have to answer that song. You don't have to answer
that question.
The
song speaks for itself.
Yeah, I suppose so. Do you ever write things together? I mean, so far we've had two songs and you wrote them both, Ken and me.
We have been. We've got a couple tunes in the hopper right now and kind of call and response stuff. You know, our harmonies have gotten a little better. We're finally feeling where the other person is sing-wise and kind of vocally and know where it's going to go before it goes there. So it's taking a little time, but we're finally getting there. And we're writing some stuff. Haven't really brought it all to the table yet, but
so nothing so far to show today.
No, not that we've co-written. But
fair enough. Did you bring any that you wrote, Chris?
Yeah, we got one that we can do that I wrote.
Okay, why don't you?
Oh. Right now?
Right now, yeah.
Okay.
So he's picking up his guitar, trading the mandolin for a guitar. So we got a couple of guitar vocal duo here.
This one's called And I.
Ain't done much smiling since you've been gone. Hurt so bad it's been so long. In my heart you'll always stay, even though you're so far away. And smiling face, your pretty eyes, warm embrace. I don't know if I can live without this love. Live without your love. Keeps a ringing, but you're not home. To the bar to pass my time. Just can't drink you off my mind. And your smiling face, your pretty eyes, warm embrace. I don't know if I can live without this love. Live without your love. Saying you come back to me, reason why I just don't see. You
You know I've come to realize, girl I knew was in disguise, and I you know I miss your smiling face, your pretty eyes, warm embrace. Now I don't know that I can live without this love, live without your love, live without your love, live without your love, live without your love.
The Flower Jacks, Chris Strand and Kenny May Rice, song called And I. They're going to open for Elaine Romanelli tonight at Clark Bar in Champaign, a joint presentation of the Champaign-Urbana Singer-Songwriter Collective and the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival with Nightjar Productions. Speaking of the CU Singer-Songwriter Collective, they've got something going at the Clark Bar every Tuesday at 7 o'clock, including next Tuesday, Andy McDowell with Bob Watson, Jiggy and the Source. And then on the 26th, the Flask Brothers, who are Phil Alley and Chris Strand, sitting right here. So that's it. That's Clark Bar in Champaign. You can always hear something there, well, at least on Tuesdays and a lot of other nights as well. Elaine Romanelli is in from New York City on an extensive tour.
This is a short tour, this particular one. It was going to have been longer except for that one sitting in the corner. Pop the question
which
a few weeks ago.
Which is to say your fiancé.
My fiancé, yes. I rarely talk about him. He's imaginary to some people. But there he is. So he asked me to marry him. I said yes. And the place I'm playing Friday night, completely coincidentally, turns out to be in the basement of the church in which his parents were married. So we rearranged things a bit, and instead of driving, I'm flying for this particular tour, and he's out, and we're visiting family, his family, and celebrating the engagement, and we'll get to all be in that church basement at Two Way Street Coffee House on Friday night.
Well, congratulations!
Thanks.
About the engagement.
Thanks.
Yeah. Let's. I do want to hear the trio that you
yes.
all have coming up, but let's hear another one of yours first.
Great. Well, since I just told that story, I will do the title track to the album, my album called Real Deal. 2010 album, not written for me, but written for anyone out there who is already a newlywed. So newlyweds, this is for you. This is called Real Deal. Now it's official and your finger sports a little band suspiciously like mine. I think it makes your eyes shine brighter, just a little. And now we're together, so it's easier for us to show it wasn't just for now. Nobody took a vow for practice, it's the real deal. But now we're united, all the papers filed at City Hall commit us to a link. It's harder than you think to sever if we change our minds. Your mother smiles and cries, my brother rolls his eyes. Everyone says this is such a momentous occasion, but you know, and I know, we started this long ago. Ba-da-da-ba. As well, to share in some libations and some laughs, to take some photographs for later, for remembering. And now we can celebrate, relax a bit, sit down, relate some stories from before. What you said and more the first time that I knew, I knew. But now comes the hardest part, apparently, the heart-to-heart discussions in the night. Some compromises, fights, and lonely days. It's a lot of work. Your friend says don't get mad, but some days will be bad. It's not always easy, you're just at the very beginning. But you know, and I know, we started this long ago. Oh, you know, and I know, it felt like this long ago. Oh, you know, and I know, it felt like love long ago.
Real Deal, the title track from her CD of that name, out a couple and a half years, something like that. Elaine Romanelli here on Live and Local. And one of the little bits that's in your bio here says something about a brush with Broadway. And I thought I heard a little Broadway at the end of that, or maybe a couple of times through there. You want to mention what that was about briefly?
I had the extreme privilege of working with Tony Kushner.
Angels in America.
Mm-hmm, playwright. On a Broadway debut, I was understudying a show at the Berkeley Rep, director Tony Taccone, and it went on the road, and Broadway was part of it, and he had two works together, and he threw one of them out and wrote a brand new one, and so we all got to sort of be a little in on the development of it and be part of a Tony Kushner debut. So at the New Victory Theater, which is physically located on Broadway, but is actually an off-Broadway theater.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, and it's certainly been a lot of fun to have you all on the show. And I want to make sure we get to this trio,
yeah.
So we better do it right now.
Right,
they're
go.
All going to be at in Champaign tonight. More details in a few minutes.
This is one of mine. Doesn't have a name. Thanks for sitting in on us, and thanks for having us on the show. Up a lot, smiling your hellos. You've been mumbling sweet words, staring at your toes. You finally bought me dinner, and we drank too much wine. Now I suspect you're thinking, your place or mine. I want your hands on my body, but my heart isn't ready. I want your lips on my skin, but I won't ask you in tonight. 'Cause my heart has to know that it's right. A little bird is trilling. There's more to than lust. A little bird has mentioned you're someone I could trust. And anyway, it's thrilling just to hold your hand. So why skip all the little joys and risk a one-night stand? I want your hands on my body, but my heart isn't ready. I want your lips on my skin, and my heart has to know that it's right. I confess I am terrified by the flash I see. You and I, several years gone by, we appear to be quite happy together. Damn, your eyes are gorgeous, shimmering and bright. Maybe it's too early to be calling it a night. Touch my arm again, please. I can stay for now. A couple moments longer, and I'll break loose somehow. I want your hands on my body, but my heart. I want
tips on my skin, but you still can't come in tonight. I want your hands on my body, but my heart has to know that it's right. Oh, my heart has to know that it's right. Oh, my heart has to know that it's right.
Thanks, guys. That was great.
Oh, I like the little classical trill in there. It's coming way back to the beginning of the show. Elaine Romanelli on the piano and vocals. It's her song, untitled at present. With Chris Strand on the mandolin and Kenna Mae Rice on the backing vocals. Kenna Mae and Chris are the Flower Jacks. They'll open for Elaine tonight, 7 o'clock, Clark Bar in Champaign. Presentation of the Champaign-Urbana Singer-Songwriter Collective, Nightjar Promotions, and Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. For more information on Elaine, go to elaineromanelli.com. You can try to spell that out. And you can get the schedule for the Champaign-Urbana Singer-Songwriter Collective on Facebook. This is Live and Local. Just a brief time to mention some other things going on in our area tonight. It's the 20th Century Piano Award Competition Concert at the University of Illinois featuring composer John Nichols and pianist Tatiana Shustova at the Kranitz Center in Urbana tonight at 7:30. At the same time, in the same place, it's the Mark Morris Dance Group. Community Players Theater are presenting To Kill a Mockingbird tonight, tomorrow, and Friday at 7:30 with a Sunday matinee at 2:30. Irish Music at Dublin O'Neill's by SMC in Champaign. That's tonight at 7 o'clock. And it's the opening of How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying from the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company. That's tonight at Parkland College Theater. That continues through Sunday. And University of Illinois Number 3 Big Band will be at the Iron Post in Urbana tonight at 7 o'clock. I'm Kevin Kelly for Live and Local. Join us again tomorrow at 4 o'clock for another show featuring A Feast for the Senses, a production of the Hoagland Center for the Arts. It's going to be happening on Saturday in Springfield. You're listening to 90.9 WYLL-FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. Stay tuned next for All Things Considered from NPR. It's 5 o'clock.